Is Daf Pehei. So we're continuing a conversation we were discussing yesterday about this Kal Vachomer, about Mila, Vaday Docha Shabbos, Safek Docha Yantav, all these different inyanim. And we finish off by saying that this question of that we said Shofar is not Vaday Docha Shabbos, but the Safek is Docha Yantav. And the case was a Safek Tumtum, Safek Androgynous, whereby the Isha, we say, according to Rabbi Yossi, an Isha is allowed to blow the Shofar. So therefore, a Safek Isha, Safek Isha, is allowed to blow the shofar as well. That was the example of a Safek that's Docha Yantif by Rosh Hashanah. Gemara now says, around five lines down, Amar Avinu. Avinu says, Ulamai Dekamir Rabbanim, according to Rabbanim, in the Brayis above, that they felt that an Isha is not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, there on Yantif rather. He assumed that just like an Isha can't do smicha on a karban, an Isha is also not allowed to blow the shofar. According to that opinion, Islay Pircha as well, there's also a Shaila Legabe that Rosh Hashanah. We had that, I don't want to get too involved in that Kavachomer, Bris Mila Rosh Hashanah yesterday, but in terms of that concept, that a Safek Shofar is able to be Doche Yantif, and Vadai Shofar cannot blah Doche Shabbos. So even in the world of Rabbanon, there's a Shaila as well. What's a Shaila? Islay Pircha, Malat Kia Shofar. Shekein vada docha Shabbos b'mikdash. We were using Shabbos Rosh Hashanah and Shofar to reject the Inyan of Bris Mila, rather Kitzer Adam. So we understand why Shofar might be different, that even though Shofar, we say, a Safek by Shofar could be docha Yantif, we wanted to say, oh, so too you should say Safek Kitzer Adam should be docha Yantif. And the Gemara says, no. Safek is different by Rosh Hashanah because we have an instance where even the Vadai Shofar's Docha Shabbos, namely in the base of Migdash. That Vadai Docha Shabbos b'Migdash. We know it's Machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether it says, when it says Migdash by Rosh Hashanah, does it mean only the base of Migdash or perhaps all of Yerushalayim? That's Machlokas Rashi, Perish Mishnayos, and Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Either way, we have a certain koach, a certain chumrah, that Shofar is able to be Docha even Shabbos. So Tomer, you're going to then say, B'kisoy, the lesser klal? So just because we're makel by a suffix case of Shofar Nyantiv, doesn't mean you'll be makel by a suffix case of Kisoy Adam Nyantiv, because Shofar is different, because we have, again, an example where a Shofar is even Docha Shabbos in certain instances, namely in the base of Migdash. Gemara now says, back to the conversation from yesterday as well, Heishi Rebbe Elazar HaKapar B'ribi, he said, Ma Lamila Shekein Eino Nohegetz B'Leila Yaman Tovim, you can't use Bris Mila. Bris Mila is more limited in that we only do Bris Mila during the day, but we don't do it at night. So, again, Ma Lamila Shekein Eino Nohegetz B'Leila Yaman Tovim. So Gemara says, that's a strange line. What do you mean Leila Yaman Tovim? Does that mean B'Leila Yaman Tovim Hudilo Nohaga? Aba Bashar Leila Nohaga? That means on a regular weeknight like tonight you can perform Bris Mila? Certainly not. So Gemara tweaks it just to be more accurate. Ella Mala Mila Shekein Eino Noheges Belelos at all. Any night, Kibiyamim. Tomer Bekise Sheh Noheg Belelos Kibiyamim. That was the tweaking, just the accurate presentation of Bris Mila, lest we think you can give a Bris Mila during the Laila, which of course we cannot. And then the Gemara says, finally, Amar Rabbi Abba Ze'echam Nadvar Mishamar Rabbi Chia Ein Li Alein Tshuva. And this is just how the Braisa concludes. Okay, new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us now, you do a shchita on an animal, it's a good shchita, but what turns out is the animal has a punctured lung. It's a trefa, we can't eat it. Or, the shchita is a good shchita, it's just the kavana was to the wrong place. Or, you take an animal that's chulun and you do a proper shchita, but you just do it in the wrong place, inside the base of Migdash, which is aser. Or kachim b'chutz, you do a proper shechita outside, you shecht it outside, and chay of oaf, ha niskalim, or chay and oaf, that were niskalim, Rashi points out, kigon shenirvu, v'nigmar dina v'shachtan, an oaf, and a chay were nirvu from an adam, from a person. The din is you have to stone these animals. So before getting it stoned, the person shechted them. So these are all instances where the ma'isa shechita is actually a good shechita, but there's some external problem that says you can't eat it, whether it's a trefa, whether it's a levodah zara, whether it's chulun bazara. So what's halacha lagabe kisui adam? If it's a good shechita, but it's not, it's not roi lachila, Rabbi Meir Omer Mechayev, you're chayev to do kisui adam in these cases, because Rabbi Meir holds that, we'll see in the Gemara, but seemingly he holds a shechita she'en ruya is called a shechita. I mean, even though the shechita doesn't result in a heter achila, it still acknowledges a proper shechita, which is mechayev a kisui adam. Chachamim in the Mishnah say potim, because they hold the shechita she'en ruya, lav shmei shechita, and therefore it's pater from kisui adam. Then concludes the Mishnah, Hashochev and Nisnabla. You do a Shechita and you do something wrong. You mess up on the Shechita. Or Nisnabla Biyado. Hanocher v'amaker, where you tear off its head, or you tear out simanim pater milakasos. In these last few instances, it wasn't even a proper halachic shechita. You just killed the animal. You shot the animal in its head, if you will. That's not a shechita. And there, everybody agrees that if it's not a halachic shechita, even Rabbi Meir will agree it's pater from kisei dam. Our debate is only when it's a proper shechita, but there's some external issue that's preventing you from eating the animal. So Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ra Rabbi saw Dvarav Shir Rabbi Meir, Ba'os Es Beno, and Shanan Balashin Chachamim. We know Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when he put together the Mishnah, he presented the Shita of Rabbi Meir as the authoritative Shita by Os Es Beno, and he taught it Balashin Chachamim. What Rabbi did oftentimes, the Mishnah Tosos tells us this in Beitzot, I think it's based on Maseches Edios as well, that whenever, what does it mean that the Mishnah is, who is the author of the Mishnah? It was Rabbi Akiva. It was Rabbi Yossi. It was Rabbi Meir. What's the need for that? So why doesn't the Mishnah simply say, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Akiva Omer? The point is, the Mishnah says in Edios, because they wanted to give the impression we know Yachad V'Rabim Malacha K'Rabim. So if I knew that Rabbi Meir Omer this, oh, that's a Das Yachad, maybe we don't pasken this way. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi presented it as a Rabbim, as everyone says this way. I'm not going to give an author to it, because I want you to think that this is the Rabbim, because that's how we pasken. So when it came to the world of Os Es Beno, Rebbe embraced the Shita of Rabbi Meir by Os Es Beno, and he taught it B'lashon Chacham, B'lashon Rabbim, and didn't tell you who was the author, because that's how he passed by Os Es Beno.
In general, it's the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir.
No? Exactly. Almost all most cases. And then the Rebbe Shimon, the Kisei Dam, and he passed like Rebbe Shimon by Kisei Dam, the Shana B'lashon Chacham. And this is an example where Rebbe Shimon is the author of the Mishnah, but Kisei Dam, and it didn't tell us the author's name to hide it as if this was the general Shita. So what exactly is going on here? Right? Meir by Os Es Beno, Rabbi Shimon, now by Kisei Dam. Now we have to know that Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds that Shechita She'ein Ruya Lav Shmei Shechita. That's how he passing by Kisei Dam. And Rabbi Meir holds Shechita She'ein Ruya Ishma Shechita, which is why that's how he passing Lagabe him in regards to Os Es Beno. So let's figure out what's going on. My time at Rabbi Meir, Os Es Beno, going back to the previous parak by Os Es Beno, we passing like Rabbi Meir. What was the case here? The din is Amr Yeshua ben Levi, because the reason why we're makel by Os Es Beno, not makel. The reason why by Os Es Beno we passkin like Rabbi Meir, that Shechita Shene Ruya Ishma Shechita, is because it says as follows. Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Gamar Shechita, Shechita, Meshchut Echutz. It says the word Shechita by Os Es Beno, right? It says, Lo Sishchatu B'Yom Echad. And it says Shechita by Shechut Echutz, by shechting a kutchim animal outside. So we have a Gezer Shava. Ma Hasam, just like Shechut Echutz, Shechita Shein Ruya, yet the Torah calls it Shema Shechita. So Afacha, so to hear Hachanami, by Os Es Beno, since the word Shechita is used, the Gezer Shava, we can say Shechita, Shenaruya, Shema, Shechita. And based on this Gzer Shava, that's why Rebbe, passing like Rabbi Meir, in the world of Os Es Beno, that even though it's a Shechita, Shenaruya, it's still called the Shema, Shechita. Rebbe Shimon, Amar, my time, what was his reasoning? Rebbe Shimon says, back, this is in the world of Os Es Beno, so why does he argue that Shechita, Shenaruya, Lav Shema, Shechita, by Os Es Beno? So Amar Rabbi Meir bar Patash Gamar, he has a different word. It says in the talk about Yosef and the brothers down in Mitzrayim, it says in the Pasuk, Mi Tvoach Tevach Vachin. These actually, they point out, these are one of the Ramazim to Chanukah, by the way. This is in Parshas of Chanukah, the last words of letters of Tevach Vachin, the letters of Chanukah. So this is a remez to Chanukah, fine. Some say this is the Makor for a Sudan Chanukah, perhaps, because it's shechting animals. But either way, the Gemara is talking about Mitvoach Tavach Vachin, says the Pasuk. So Malahalan Shechita Ruya Afkan Shechita Ruya. So too, just like when it says over there that it had to be a good Shechita, so too, by this case of Os Es Beno, has to be a good Shechita.
But a Shechita. What's the meaning? It doesn't say Shechita,
Shechita. But the Lashon of Tzvicha is a Lashon of Shechita. The Gemara is going to address that it's not really an exact Gezer Shava, but seemingly with the brothers only ate, the Pasuk said they went ahead to eat it. So we assume the brothers kept all the halachas, kodem matan Torah. So if there is a tficha, there's a shechita, it must have been a shechita ru'uya. So too, when it says in Os Es Beno, lo shishchatu bam, b'yom echad, so it must be a proper shechita like by Yosef. So the Gemara says, how come either one didn't learn the other Gzeir Shava? Right, one learns from Shchut Echutz that you don't need a good Shchita. One learns from Tfach, Tavach, V'achin, you do need a proper Shchita. So what's the really Nekudas HaMachlokes? Rabbi Meir, Nami, Ligmar, Mitfach, Mitfach. Why doesn't Rabbi Meir use the Tavach of Yosef and the brothers as a model for Shchute of Oses Beno, that you have to have a Kasher Shchita, Shchita Ruya? So he says, very simply, because dan in shchita mishchita, ve'ein dan shchita mitficha. A gzer shava is always the same exact word, and this is not the same word, even though it means the same thing, and the words are perhaps interchangeable. Tvicha is different than shchita. That's why he preferred to use shchut echot. Gemara says, manaf kamina, what's the big deal? We have other instances, the Gemara must bring this Gemara like 15 times in Shas, we have examples, where there is a gzer shava, even though the words are not exact. What's the example? Ha'tan the beri abishmol, by the case of the Mitzorah, the Kohen is being Matar of the house, the Pasuk says, V'shava Kohen, Uba Kohen. And make a Gzer Shava, V'shava Uba. What's a Gzer Shava? Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. So that's an example. The Gemara says in terms of Gzer Shava, we learn a certain halacha there. Look at Rashi for exactly what the Gzer Shava is. But we see there is a Gzer Shava, even though the words are not exactly the same. So here's well, why not have a Shchita and Tevicha type of Gzer Shava? So answers the Gemara, Hani Mile Hecha de Leka de Damile. We only have a Shava Ba, a type of Gzer Shava where the words are not exact when we have no other options. But when there is our better options where the words are precise, then we prefer the precise words as opposed to the imprecise words. So this is a very strange discussion. I mentioned this many, many times. What are you looking for a Gzer Shava? Isn't a Gzer Shava a Mesorah they have in Mekabel Mirevi? We're trying to find something that's similar, not similar. What are you looking for? Ramban writes on the comments on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos that there are different types of Gzer Shavas. The Gzer Shavas, what that means is there's a Mesorah that there exists a certain Gzer Shava, but it's incumbent upon the Chacham to figure out where is the Gzer Shava, what the words are. Sometimes they have a Mesorah that there are two words that are Gzer Shava, but they have to figure out which two concepts are being connected. I mean, the word Shchita appears several times. So we know there's a Gzer Shava, Shchita, Shchita is there. So there's a Mesorah. Which Shchita, Shchita? So now to figure out, it's shchita of shchut echot, it's shchita of oses beno, it's shchita of this. But sometimes not every part of that tradition of the Gzer Shava was passed on. So apparently, there was a Gzer Shava that they knew that oses beno is connected to some other halacha. What that halacha is, up to you to figure out. So that's what they're trying to figure out. So too, that Gzer Shava between the Kohen coming in and the Kohen coming out. Which words? They're trying to find it. They couldn't find any of the other words, so they're forcing to say, Veshava Kohen, Uba Kohen. But when there are other words to use, we look at words that are more precise than not precise. So that's what's going on here. So therefore, Rabbi Meir preferred using Shchita, Shchut Echot, because those words are at least precise with the Shchita by Oses. But no. Comes along Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon didn't like the Gzer Shava from Oses, but from Shchut Echot. Why not? Rabbi Shimon, Nami Ligmar, Mishchut Echot. Because why they learn from Shchut Echot? Because Danin Chulin Michulin Vein Dan Chulin Mikadshim. Because you want to say in the same world, the same arena of Chulin Michulin, Oses Benos Chulin, and Tvach Tavach Vachain by Yosef was also Chulin. But to learn to a whole other world of Kadshim, that's a whole other arena that we can't go to. Shchut Echot, even though the words are being the same, is a whole other halacha from that of Oses Beno. We know the Gemara tells us in several places, and the Medrash and the Gra, that there are different halachas, bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega. That the world of dam, the world of tara, the world of iser v'heter, the world of money, the world of tumah, they all have different sets of rules. And the Gemara oftentimes says, lo yafin mamonim isura, lo yafin isura miknasa, because each category of halacha, or chayim, mechoshim mishpat, yaradeya, Ibn Ezra, have different sets of halachas, so you can't cross over between the different halachas. So says Rabbi Shimon, I don't want to cross over to kachim, to chulim, I rather therefore use a gzer shava that's not so precise, namely tvach tavach, as long as I'm staying in the same arena of chulim. Then Rabbi Meir says back, what do you mean? Atu oses beno, Bekadshim Milo Nahagi? So, what do you mean? Oses Beno also is Nahag Bekadshim. It's not a different world. Oses Beno applies to regular chulin animals. It applies to Kadshim as well. But it is Shaykh to Kadshim, so don't be so bothered why you would learn from Shchut Echot, which is also Kadshim. They are very connected. It's not two separate worlds, not mutually exclusive. And therefore, I am comfortable using Kadshim Shchut Echot as a model for Oses Beno, since it also applies to the world of Kadshim. And the Gemara concludes, "Hayni the Kamar Rabbi Chiya." That's what Rabbi Chiya says. Ra Rabbi. That's what Rabbi saw the Dvar of Rabbi Meir. But says, "Bano Bishanu Balashin Chacham." And for that reason, Rabbi was more comfortable with Rabbi Meir in the world of Oses Bano to teach his din that when it comes to Shchita She'ena Ruya, it is Shma Shchita based on the Limud from Shchut Echutz from the world of Kach. Now we're bringing back the Kisei Adam, our Mishnah here. Our Mishnah here, what's happening? My time, how come Rebbe embraced the opinion of Rebbe Shimon by Kisei Adam? That Shchita Sheina Ruya Lav Shmei Shchita. That's why the end of the Mishnah, if you have all these different nevela, then the Chacham say, if you do a Shchita Venim Teis Trefa, since it's not Ru'uya, Chachamim say, you're part of Kisei Adam. Those Chachamim are really Rabbi Shimon, who says the Shchita, She'ein Aruya, Lav Shmei Shchita, and that's why Pater for Kisei Adam. So how come Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Shimon in Kisei Adam? So my time, Gemara says, my time at the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Kisei Adam, why does Rabbi Meir think that by Kisei Adam you're Chayiv in the case of Shchita She'ein Aruya? So Amar Reish Lakish, Gamar Shvicha Mishchut Echutz. It says Shvicha, one case, the Pasuk says, by the Kisei Adam v'shofach es dama v'chisad ba'afar, and it says shvicha by Kisei Adam by Shchut Echutz as well. It says in the pasuk the Pesach al moed lo hiviu, you didn't bring the carbon in l'kakiv carbon l'Hashem, rather dam yechashev le'ish hahu dam shofach v'nichras ha'ish hahu mehu mekerav mecha amo. So that's Shchut Echutz. So we see shvicha is used by Shchut Echutz and shvicha is used by Kisei Adam. So the Gemara says, Malahalan Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita, just like by Shchut Echutz, it's not a Ruya Shchita, you're not able to eat it. And yet the Torah calls it a Shchita. So Afkan, so too by Kisui Adam, Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita. It's called a good Shchita by Kisui Adam, the Shchita Shein Ruya. That's Rabbi Meir, we don't pass like him. Rabbi Shimon, however, argues and says, Asher Yechal Ksiv, the Pasuk says, by Kisui Adam, it says, Asher yotzed tzayid chaya o'of, asher yeachel v'shavach es damo. Only when it leads to a shchita ru'uya, that's a shchita that leads to a heter achila, is there a mitzvah of kisei adam. And that's why he says, if it's not ru'uya, you're pater from kisei adam. So what does Rav Meir say back to this pasuk? Rav Meir says, hahu lemute of tameh hu da'ase. That's telling us which type of animal. Not that you lemaisa need a hetachila, but you need an animal that is roy as potential to be eaten, as opposed to an oaf that's tameh that cannot be eaten. That's his drasha according to Rabbi Meir. But you don't need a shchita ruuya, says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon, oaf tameh my taima. Why is an oaf tameh not require kisei adam? Because the la barachilahu, so it's not a subject to eating, and therefore that's why there's no kisei adam. Treifa nami la barachilahu. It's the same din. I mean, why can't you do? Why is there no kisei adam on of tameh? Because it's not ruhi lachila. So to trefa, it's not ruhi lachila. This is the very reason of Rabbi Shimon why shchita she'ein ruya is lav shmei shchita, because just like an of tameh, it's not ruhi lachila, and therefore there's no kisei adam. So to a trefa or any other psul is going to be not subject to kisei adam, and therefore shchita she'ein ruya lav shmei shchita in the world of kisei adam. And v'hainu dama Rabbi Chiya, that's what Rabbi Chiya said. Ra Rabbi Dvarv to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi saw eye to eye to Rabbi Shimon b'kisei adam and taught it v'shanu b'lashon chacham. So that's the difference.
But in this case, the pasuk b'tzetach ohel lo hevi l'akriv korban l'Hashem, right? The limud. That's also kachim against chulin, right? Because he's talking kisei adam. There is no kisei adam. We said in kachim, no.
Yeah, but in the end of the day, that was only in the world of Rabbi Meir, who used that model from Chulin to Kachin. Rabbi Meir was fine doing that the earlier case as well. Rabbi Shimon's not using that way. Okay. Gemara now says last few words of the Amud here. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, going on to Amud Beis now, Lo l'chol Amar Rabbi Meir. Not in every instance does Rabbi Meir say, Shchita she'ena ru'uya shma shchita. He doesn't say always that if you do an improper shchita, it's called a shchita. Mo'ed Rabbi Meir she'en matirasa b'achilasa. He will say that it won't lead to, you can't eat it. If you do a shchita of an animal that's not ru'uya, he'll agree that even though it's called a shchita, you can't eat such an animal. below in the same line, the Gemara is going to elaborate on each of the statements. Below the Chol Amar, not to every case, Amar Rabbi Shimon Shchita Sheneruya Lo Shmei Shchita. He doesn't really say in every case that the Shchita of Eneruya is ineffective, because he's Moder Rabbi Shimon Shemitarasam Midei Nevela. He does agree that even though you do a Shchita that's improper, that the Shchita was done right, but it was, let's say, found the trefer or something, he would agree that it is called the Shchita with respect to being Metaher from Tumas Nevela. So the Gemara now analyzes each of these statements. Amar Mar, lo l'chol Amar Rabbi Meir, not for every case does Rabbi Meir say Shchita, Sheneruya, Shema Shchita. It's not always called a good Shchita. He's Moda, the Rabbi Meir, that She'ein Matirasa Bachila, he'll go so far to say, he won't go so far to say, meaning he'll say the Shchita doesn't work l'gabe eating. Pshita, of course. Because Shefa B'Shchita, Mimashari, why would you think otherwise? What was the classic case of a Shchita, Sheneruya? You shecht that an animal is a good Shchita, but you find out that the lungs are punctured. So, of course, that's not edible, that's not, you can't eat it. Why would you even think that the Shchita should be matir, a trefa animal? So what's he trying to tell us here? So Gemara says, lo tzricha, no, it was needed for another case. L'shochet es ha-trefa, you shecht an animal properly, but turns out the animal was a trefa. So that's called the Shchita sheneruya, it's called the Shchita. But that, everyone agrees you can't eat it. But now, matzaba ben tes chai, but you find inside a ben pakua, inside, I would think, hol the Amar Rebbe Meir, Shchita Sheneruya, Ishma Shchita, that we call a improper Shchita, a good Shchita, even though you can't eat the mother because it's a trefa, Tehane le Shchita's imo, Veloli by Shchita. That Shchita of the mother should work on the Ben Pekua as well, because he calls it a Shchita Sheneruya, Ishma Shchita. Kamashim are saying no. Even though Rebbe Meir calls it a good Shchita, if it's not going to work for the mother with regard to eating the mother, it also can't work for the calf to eat the calf as well. And that's the where he draws the line.
But interestingly, if you shecht that calf, saying that it would work, even though the mother was a trefa, you can now separately shecht the ben pekua and it will work.
That is correct, yes.
Ah, because it's not Shchita.
No, he considers it, he considers it a Shmei Shchita. He considers it trefa.
That's fine. We don't. Animal that comes from a trefa is not called a trefa.
Even though if you had it,
because before we said that it has no solution on like what we learned Ben Pakua. No, that if on, by the second generation, because it's a different, right? I mean, right. Is that what you're saying?
If with another.
Yes, with another Ben Pakua, then there is no.
But the point is, we said with Ben Pakua that it doesn't need its own independent shchita because it could go after the parents.
Only if that's a good shchita for the mother, though.
And it is a good shchita for the mother, kapay nevela.
Kapay nevela only. But now kapay the heter achila, so we're separating the ability of the shchita. Fine, so then either way, we say the shchita of the mother, since the mother's a trefa, there would have a mina, since in general Rabbi Meir holds the shchita sheneruya shma shchita, maybe that should be sufficient to work on the ben pekua, k'mashmalan, it doesn't work. Since it doesn't work for heter achila for the mother, it doesn't work for heter achila of the calf. Mar says, wait a second, this whole calculation doesn't make any sense. V'tizvara, does this really make sense? V'hamar Rabbi Meir ben pekua tam shchita. In general, Rabbi Meir holds by a regular case, a ben pekua requires shchita. The shchita of a mother that's kshera, will never work for the ben pekua. So what's the have me to think that the shchita of a trefa should work for the ben pekua? Mar says, you're right. Within Rabbi Meir's shchita, it doesn't really make sense. But lo tricha de Rebbe. Rebbe himself paskins different ways. Rebbe savar lak Rabbi Meir, v'savar lak Rabbanan. He holds like two different shchitas in two different cases and puts them together. Meaning, Savala Rabbi Meir, Damar Shchita Sheneruya Shma Shchita. A shchita that doesn't result in a heter achila is still called a shchita. That's how he paskins legabi that halacha. And Savala Rabbanan, Damar Shchitas Imo is Metarasa. The shchita of the mother does work for the ben pekua. So now putting those two together, Kevin the Damar Rabbanan Shchitas Imo Metarasa. Since the shchita of the mother, we hold, Rebbe holds like it is a good shchita for the calf, maybe you could combine Tehani Le Shchitas Imo of Rebbe Meir's shchita, Veloli by Shchita, and it should be effective on the calf. So you have to combine two different shchitas to make such a calculation, such a Havamina, Kamash Malan, even though Rebbe Paskins like these two different shchitas, when you put it all together, if the shchita Lamaisa isn't going to be matir the mother because the mother's a trefa, it won't work on the ben pekua either, even in the shita of Rebbe. That's the whole chiddush here. So then the Gemara says, we're quoting from the other opinion above. We say, lo l'chol amar Rebbe Shimon shchita sheneruya lo shma shchita. Rebbe Shimon doesn't always say that a shchita sheneruya is not called a shchita. Because he's molded, Rabbi Shimon, he does say that if you shecht an animal that's a trefa, even though it may not be a shrita, it is effective, and that the animal won't be a tumas nevela. That's where he's willing to give in. He concedes by the tuma. Shrita, of course, why would you think otherwise? Dama Rav Yehuda, Dama Rav, Vamila, others say Masni Satana. V'chiyomus, the Braita says, Mina Behema, if it dies from the Behema, some of the Behema, meaning what? And the Pasuk goes on to say, this is a tumas nevela. So it says, and not all behemoths are tame, only min ha-behema, only from of some of the animals. Mixas behema matama, or mixas behema ain't matama. Only some animals that are dead are tame, only and others are not. Ve'eze zu, zu trefa sheshachta. A trefa that was shechted. So the din is, even though you can't eat it, it's not going to become tame. So we see a clear braisa, a clear joshua, that when you shecht properly a trefa, even though it's ain't ruya, it will be tahor from tumas nevela. So what's the chiddush, Rabbi Shimon? Everyone agrees to this joshua. Where it says lo tricha, it's only needed for the following scenario: the shochet is a trefa vichun bazara. So now we're getting a little fancy here. You shecht an animal that's a trefa. If you shecht an animal that's a trefa, which means an animal that's a kosher animal, a cow, but turns out that there's a punctured lung, you shecht it properly, everybody agrees that it's not tamei nevela. But now what you're doing is you're bringing that trefa inside the Beis HaMikdash. And we know there's an iser of chulun bazara, ein mevin chulun bazara. So now you're shechting this kosher animal that's a trefa inside the azara. So what's the din? The sanya, the Braisa teaches us that hashochet is a trefa. If you shecht a trefa, vechein hashochet v'nimtas trefa, and each of these cases, you're shechting it in a either the animal, the mother's a trefa, or the bemkuza trefa, but you're shechting the trefa animal, animal that's a kosher animal with a punctured lung inside the azara. The din is Rabbi Shimon is matir brahana, v'chachamim are osrim. So what's going on here?
I think when he says zevazay, it's reference that whether you cannot tell that it's a trefa ahead of time.
It's, but I think it's in both cases, the trefa or the nimtzei trefa. But one case where the mother's a trefa, and one is a case where the calf is a trefa. That's zevazet.
It might be that one of them, the trefa, is obvious, and the other one is after yeshchit.
Oh, yeah?
The hainuz, ben zu shenikra betrefa lifnei shchitata, ben zu shenimtzei trefa lechar hashchita.
Aha.
That's what it seems from here.
Okay, it seems from here. Rashi says that's a trefa is when the legs are cut off, which you recognize the mother is a trefa as you know already, and the other one is where you find the trefa bivne ma'ayin, which I guess means internally what you'll recognize, as opposed to the mother versus the calf, one's recognizable, one's not recognizable. So either way, you bring a trefa inside and you shecht it in the azara. So now Rabbi Shimon is mati b'hana and chachamir osrin. So what's that machlokas? So take a look at Rashi. It's around halfway down the Rashi's on the page here. Mati b'hana. The shchita sheni ruya lav shme shchita v'lo karina be chulun shenishchita be'azara. The only time it's chulun ba'azara is if you do a proper shchita in the azara. The result of a shchita of chulun ba'azara is normally asr b'hana. But if you don't do a proper shchita, if you just take a cow and shoot it in its head in the azara, that's not called a shchita, and that'd be mutter b'hana. You didn't really do anything wrong. So that's Rabbi Shimon shchita, that since it's a shchita of a trefa, that shchita ain't a ruya, and therefore it's not called the shchita, that's not a violation of chulun bazara and matir b'hana. Chachamim say no, they hold that shchita sheinu ruya is shma shchita, and therefore you violated chulun bazara, and it would result in an iser hana. So how does this help us out? So the Gemara explains, I would have thought, hold v'amar Rabbi Shimon matir b'hana, once he says shechting such an animal, such a trefa, in the base of Migdash, in the azara, is matir b'hana, alma we see, lav shchita hikla. So Ema, maybe we should take a step further. Mide nevela nami lo matara. Maybe when it's shechting a trefa in the azara, it also shouldn't be a tahor from tumas nevela. Kamash balan from this din that he would even say, even though it's chulun bazara and even though it's a shchita sheneruya, he would still say that it is metaher from tumas nevela, just like a regular case of a shchita trefa even outside the azara. So Gemara says, wait a second here. Amr le rapapala abai v'savar Rabbi Shimon chulun ba'azara. Deraisa hi. Does he really hold that's a deraisa that's going to be affected by all these halachas? So Gemara says Amr le in. He does. He actually does hold of chulun ba'azara being a din deraisa. What's deraya? So Gemara says v'atanan. This is benichusa. This is as a proof. The Mishnah tells us the Rabbi Shimon omer chulun shenishchatu ba'azara. If you shecht a chulun animal in the azara, what do you do with the leftover? Yisufu b'eish, you have to burn it. V'chein chaya shenishcha bazar. Now we know a chaya, a wild animal, is never brought as a carbon. But he says, nonetheless, just like if you shecht a behema and the azara, you have to burn it, so if you shecht a chaya, you have to burn it. So now, what's a chaya? Where did that come from? So what's the whole concern of a shechting bazara? So the Gemara explains as follows. That Iyamr Bishlam, if you say deraisa, that shechting behema in the azara is a deraisa, hainu, digazrinan, chaya atu behema. So the deraisa says you can't shech the behema. Well, what's the concern here? The concern is because if you shech the animal, it sounds like a siag deraisa. That what happens here is, if you look at Rashi, see Rashi, Savar Rabbi Shimon Chulun, Shenishchach du Bazar deraisa, Mivizavachta, it's a pasuk, Kedivarshinan, Kedibai Shchita Ruya. The Rabbanan, the time of the Asir, why's the reasoning the Chacham made it Asir to make a Chulun Bazara? If you assume it's the, actually not Siyag Deraisa, I'm sorry. Either it's a Deraisa based on the Pazuk, or it's an Isser Derabbanan, Gzeira, because Mishum demand the Chazi, the Nishchadu Befnim, Savar Kachim, the new, the Chazinan, the Kaachal, Lebechot, Vasi, the Mishay, the Achiz Kachim, Bechot. If you assume it's Deraisa, if it's a Vachta, there's nothing to talk about. There's an Isser Deraisa. If it's Derabbanan, what was the motivation? What's going to happen is they're going to see me take my cow. Bring my cow into the basement, let's shecht it, and then take it outside to eat. And the guy's going to watch, oh, you can eat kachim b'chutz? Doesn't make any sense. They don't know I shechted a chulun animal. So because of the confusion, they said, you're not allowed to shecht even chulun animals inside the yazara. That's a gzeirah midirabanim. So now, the gzeirah is only shaykh on a behema, which are brought as karbanos. It's not shaykh to make it an achaya. Everybody knows that achayos are not allowed to be eaten in the base of Mikdash. Everyone's aware you can't, there's no carbon of a tzvi, there's no carbon of a achaya. So they see me shech the achaya in the base of Mikdash and go outside and eat it. They know I'm not eating kachim because you don't bring kachim from achayos. So they only made a gzeira on a behema. So it doesn't make any sense. You could only include achaya if the iser behema chumazar is a deraisa, so we could extend the gzeira on top of that by achaya as well. But if the initial Isser of Behema is only a Gzeira, you can add another Gzeira of Achaya, Ein goes in Gzeira al Gzeira. So that's what the Gemara says. Let's read that inside one more time. So we're questioning whether or not Rabbi Shimon holds of Chulun Bazara, Deraisa, or not. And the Gemara quotes a Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says you can't shech the Behema Bazara, and you also can't shech the Chaya. So the Gemara says, Iyamr, it makes sense, Bishama Deraisa. If you say that the reason Behema can't be Shechta Bazara is because of a Zavachta, the Din Deraisa. So Hainu the Gazrina Chaya Alta Behema. We can understand how they expanded the Gzera to include a Chaya as well. But Ella Iyamr, if you're going to say Dirabanan, Behema, my time, why can you shech the animal behema? Why did the Rabbanan institute gzeira? Because Dilma Asil Mecha Kachim Bechutz, people might get confused. Ah, you can eat behemas outside. But the initial behema was only Asir Midin Gzeira. So now we can add on Chaya as well. He goof a Gzeira. The behema itself is a Gzeira. Vanu Nekum Venigzar Gzeira, Gzeira, going to add a Gzeira on top of a Gzeira. We don't do that. Ain goes in Gzeira al Gzeira. So from the fact that Rabbi Shimon extends the Isser Chulun Bazara to a Chaya, must be that a behema itself, its initial source, is a Din Daraisa. Let's go further. Let's finish off the daf. The Gemara now says, Rav Chia Nafal Le Yaniva Bekisne. Rabbi Chia, he had a rash, a certain type of worm that eats a pishtan. It fell on his garment. It was starting to eat his pishtan clothing. So he wasn't sure what to do. So Asla Kami de Rebbe, he went to Rebbe to ask for some advice here. Interesting, you know, normally you ask Rebbe for some advice in halacha. He was asking some logistical advice, practical advice, how to get rid of the worms.
It's not Shabbos, it's just
an yeah, regular week, yeah, regular. So, Amr Lei, Shakal Ofa, V'shachet Abubisa, to take a bird and shecht it Abubisa, B'demaya, which is the water that they used to soak the flax in. That apparently that's how they make it. They soak in flax. The Gemara talks about several places here. And then, what do? You shecht the bird, and demorich dama, and they're going to morich, the worm is going to smell dama, the blood of the bird. Apparently, they don't like that smell, Rashi explains. They find it disgusting. V'shavik lei, and they're going to leave the worm. So this is a nice way, you know, a way to keep moths away or something similar to that. You shech some blood of the bird, it scares away the worms. So I found that's the very nice suggestion that Rebbe provided, Rebbe Chia. So heichi avid hachi. What?
There's a source for mothballs.
Right. So how could you do such a thing? Hey, Chayav Dachi. That time it doesn't bright to tell us. Hashochet v'tzarech ledam chayv lechasos. If you shecht an animal such as an ofer chaya, you have to cover the blood. So you do shechita, you need to do kisei dam. So how are you able to shech the bird and use the blood? You have to cover the blood up. Is it a mitzvah kisei dam? You can't be mevatel mitzvah aseh. To ketzad yaseh, what should you do? Ya o nocho o okro. Either you should rip out its neck or rip out the simanim. In this way, you could avoid. There's no mitzvah kisei dam. We said when it's as the mishnah concluded on Amud Aleph, if it was nocher, if it was okro, there is no kisei dam. In which case, you could go ahead and use the blood.
It couldn't be an oif tame.
Couldn't be an oif tame. That could have been another suggestion, I guess. An oif tame maybe. Maybe it could have worked as well, perhaps. Someone suggest that? Okay, so that would have worked as well. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar. He gave another suggestion. Say tarif, go ahead and make it a trefa. Take off a leg or something, a wing, whatever makes it a trefa. And then after you shecht it, there's no mitzvah to shechita she'ein ruya, and you wouldn't require kisei adam. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, Ki asa Rabin. When Rabin came, he says, no, say nacher. He thinks it's better to rip out its head as opposed to making it a trefa first.
He didn't tell him to
shechter. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Amar Le'man, Damar Tarif. The one who says, make the animal into a trefa, my time will Amar Tzei Nacha. Why didn't they say, just rip off its head and just don't do a shechita? Why make it a trefa first? V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, Kesaver Ein Shechita La'of, Minatorah, that really the machlok, as we saw, whether you have to shecht an animal, an oaf rather, Midiraisa. Everybody agrees a behema requires shechita midiraisa. There's a machlokas whether an oaf requires deraisa. So maybe we hold that ein shechita loaf min haTorah, which means you don't really have to do shechita, and you could just rip off the head, and midiraisa, v'nechirasa ziyu hishchidasa. On a deraisa level, ripping off the head is actually a shechita, and which would require kisei dam. That wouldn't help. But it can't be, because HaTanya, doesn't Rebbe himself hold, Rebbe Omer, Kasher Tzivisicha, the Pasuk says, Melamed Shenitztava Moshe Al Aveshet Val Kana, Val Rov Echad Be'of, Val Rov Shnaim Be'behema. So clearly Rebbe himself does hold that Of is a Chayv and Shechita Mid'Raisa, so that's why a Nachar wouldn't work. So how come he suggested make it a Trefa and not do a Nechira? So Gemara says, going on to Pevav now, Lomi Bai Kamar. It's a Lomi Bai type of statement. Lomi Bai Tse Nachar, the Lav Shechita Hiklal. Needless to say, you could have done a Nechir. Nechir actually would have been the best. That was an obvious case. That certainly would have worked. Aval Tse Taref Eima Shechita Sheinu Ruya Shma Shechita. But maybe you make it a Trefa first, and then you do a Shechita of a Trefa. We get into the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, whether the Shechita of a Trefa is considered a Shechita or not. And that might be Chayv and Kisei Dam. So Lomi Bai Kisei. Kamash Milan, could Rabbi Chir Ba'aba, we end up passing Rabbi Chir Ba'aba, who says that we assume that we say that Shechita, She'ein Aruya, Lav Shmei Shechita, in the world of Kisei Adam, and for that reason, you are Pater. Okay, so we'll stop here, Mr. Shem, we'll pick up tomorrow.